Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet, that half hour we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, and concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request today, we want to pray for you. 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893 or online at prayer@yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so you don't need to worry about that. Don't let that deter you from getting the prayer that you need. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. Lord, we do thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that we have together to come before you to lift up each other in prayer, to encourage one another, to know that you are there to hear us and receive us because you are a good and gracious Father and who gives good things to your children. And so, Lord, we thank you this day. We praise you. We give you all glory for what you're going to do in the lives of your people, how you're going to move and provide and care for them. You are an awesome God, a mighty Father. And, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all glory this day. We pray that all the glory would go to you for all every answered prayer, that all the glory would go to you. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Once again, 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. If you have a prayer request today, and we ran a little over here on the Wake Up Call Morning Show, so we're a little short today, but we want to continue to get into the Word as we're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and we've been looking at this chapter on love, this great chapter that Paul writes, and he tells us, he gives us the characteristics of love. What I like about this chapter is he doesn't just tell us to love each other, but he tells us what love is and what love looks like. And yesterday, we talked about some of the qualities of love. Let's just pick up at verse 4 here, where he says, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. And we're up to verse 6, where it says, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. There's a lot of delighting in evil that goes on in our world today. I think of the New York Senate, New York State Senate, when they passed a law basically allowing infanticide in New York, the state of New York, basically abortion up to 40 weeks. I mean, unlimited. Minutes before a child's supposed to be delivered, they could kill it. And even technically post-delivery. It's a horrible bill. I mean, you're basically legalizing infanticide. And once the bill passed, they cheered like they had done something great. You just passed a law legalizing infanticide, the murder of babies, and you're cheering. That is, according to Paul here, the exact opposite of love. There was no love there because love never rejoices with evil. It does not delight in evil. And when people delight in evil, they show their heart and they show that they don't have love in their heart. Timothy, Paul writes that in the end days, in the final days, the love of many will grow cold. And certainly we saw the love of many grow cold in that room, cheering on something unconscionable, as though it were a good thing and a positive thing. But Paul tells us that love never delights in evil. It never delights in what is wrong, but it rejoices only with the truth. That means that love may rejoice less than those who don't love. You may not get as many opportunities to rejoice when you're committed to love, because the truth often gets trampled in our culture today. But whether we get many opportunities or few, it is a sign in our hearts that we're loving. It is a sign in our hearts that we are accompanied by the love of God when we rejoice, when we delight with the truth, because love loves the truth. The Bible says that God is love, but it also tells us that God is truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, that no man comes to the Father but by me. Jesus said, I am the truth. God is truth, and God is love. And so love is always going to rejoice in the truth. It's always going to delight in the truth, because it's delighting in God, who is the source of all love. Love leads us to God to delight in him, and he is truth. And so ultimately, love, when it says that love delights in truth, it means love delights in God. Love finds its delight, its joy. It rejoices with God. Not with evil, not with wrongdoing, not with anything less than that, but it rejoices with God. And where God's will and plans and purposes are being lived out and affirmed and upheld and practiced, love rejoices in those places. Which means, you know, we see people growing in the Lord. When we see people maturing in their faith, we should be rejoicing. That if we love them, we will rejoice with them. When we see the gospel being proclaimed and people being saved, if there's love in our hearts, we should be rejoicing. You know, wherever we see God being promoted and upheld and honored and glorified, we should be rejoicing, because that's what love does. It rejoices with the truth. And it's interesting that love, truth matters to love. Love is about what is true. You know, you could honestly say that we can't truly love something that's false. Not in a biblical way. We can't truly love that which is false. We can only truly love that which is true. And so many of the things in our culture that people say they love is not really love. Because they're not true. It's not true love. It may make them feel good. It may make them, you know, bring them some kind of pleasure. It may bring them some kind of delight. But it's not really love if it's not true. If it's rooted in a falsehood and in a lie. We can only love that which is true. Which means ultimately we can only love that which God is according to God and his plans and his purposes. And anytime we wander from the truth, we wander from love. And certainly the truth is taking a beating in our culture. No one seems to want to tell the truth. There's lies abounding everywhere. But as God's people, we need to stand up and say, no, we love the truth. We rejoice with the truth. We delight in the truth. And we will uphold the truth. We're not going to uphold lies. We're not going to rejoice in lies. We're not going to rejoice in falsehoods. We are going to rejoice in the truth. Because the truth matters. The truth is significant. The truth is God. And we will settle for nothing less. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. That is our mantra. That is our hope. That is our call. We may grieve the evil, but we will rejoice with the truth. Knowing that the truth wins in the end. That's the good news. You know, we're going to talk next about how love always perseveres. Because love is rooted in truth, and the truth always wins in the end. You can only go against truth for so long, and eventually it collapses. Lies cannot sustain themselves. They may last for a while, they can do some damage, but they can't sustain themselves. They always get exposed, they always fail. We need to stand in truth. Love the truth, rejoice with the truth, if we are to be people of love. Let's stand for what's right, what's true, for God. We'll come back with your prayer requests, 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. If it is the prayer closet, 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. And a couple requests in for us today. We want to continue. First of all, keep praying for the folks in Salina and Dayton and all these other places that are affected by the tornadoes. So let's lift them up. Lord, we do want to continue to lift up to you all those who are in the path of those tornadoes yesterday, all those who suffered loss of their homes or damage to homes or cars, property. Lord, that you would be with them, restore them, Lord, restore their homes to them, restore their cars to them, restore the damage to repair and help repair that damage that they have suffered. Lord, that you would provide for them in a way that they would know it's you and give you glory and honor for it. Lord, for those who are injured, we know about 130 people hurt. We pray for them, pray for their health and their recovery, that you would speed them along and return them home quickly. And for the family of the one person who died, Lord, for comfort and peace upon them. And just be with those whole regions and those whole areas as you restore them. And Lord, through this, even through this tragedy, Lord, that they would see hope in you. And Lord, people would turn to you and find the hope that only you can offer. We pray this in your name. Amen. And another request in, someone asking prayer for their brother who is had fallen and suffered a head injury. Had to be taken back to the ER last night with some vision issues, and performed another CAT scan and waiting to hear news about that. Lord, we lift up this person to you who is in the hospital from suffering this head injury, now having some vision issues. Lord, we pray that these vision issues would be temporary, that they would be cleaned up quickly or straightened out quickly. We pray that there be no more complications or problems, and Lord, that you would restore this person completely and fully to health. And we pray this in your name. Amen. This has been the Prayer Closet. I'm Pastor Tommy Briggs. Remember, if you ever have a prayer request, you can get that to us at 419-389-0893. That's 419-389-0893. Or you can go online to our website at prayer@yeshome.com if you want to email us, prayer@yeshome.com. And we will be happy to pray for you. And remember, you can also get connected to Live Online Spiritual Coach for an online chat session. Those are available at our website, yeshome.com. Just click on the Chat Now button, and you can get connected to Live Online Spiritual Coach, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Prayer Closet. God bless everybody. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.